This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers urging President Trump to change course and not to pull remaining U.S. ground troops out of Syria.
It's a terrible thing for our nation. It's a terrible thing for the allies that we've been working with.
That's Republican Senator Bob Corker.
Honestly, this makes what Obama did in Iraq. It's replicating that, but in many ways, it's even worse.
President Trump tweets this morning his decision to pull troops from Syria should not be a surprise, as he says he's been campaigning on the issue for years. The U.S. Senate's approved a funding bill that would help avoid a partial government shutdown come tomorrow night. That bill is now being sent to the U.S. House for action. The Labor Department says first-time jobless benefit requests rose slightly last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Officials investigating after several drone sightings forced flights in and out of London's Gatwick Airport to be suspended for hours last night. The unmanned devices were spotted right near a runway. Many incoming flights had to be diverted to other nearby airports. Another Republican lawmaker makes a farewell speech to Congress. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. So here's my advice to members new and members old. This place is full of wonders and opportunity, but do your best to stay grounded.
A record number of Americans expected to be traveling this holiday period, which really starts today, and holiday travelers on the East Coast will have to contend with a huge rainstorm that could drop as many as 4 inches of rain on many Northeast cities. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. is one of the deadliest nations for journalists this year, largely because of the mass shooting at a Maryland newspaper that took 5 lives. More on the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Until now, the U.S. had never appeared on this annual list from Reporters Without Borders, but this year it ranks among the most lethal countries for journalists, behind Afghanistan, which was number one, followed by Syria, Mexico, Yemen, India, and then the United States, where 6 journalists were killed out of the 80 media professionals killed this year. The report has been published annually by Reporters Without Borders since 1990. More journalists were killed, abused, and subjected to violence in 2018 than in any other year on record. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Clemens reports the price of gas is going down.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill-up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and back with us is the Christie Award-winning author and consummate storyteller. And we're going to be talking about his new book. He was here previously, several weeks back, Ace Collins, and we visited and discussed his book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. Ace, I got to tell you, you are such a blessing. I am so glad that you came into our lives and that we are able to, this book, Story Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas, has been such a blessing. And I have been using it in my Advent, preparation and Advent period as well, because this is so cool, to know those stories. And I cannot thank you enough. You've been such a blessing.
Well, I think once we know the stories behind things, it really allows us to more fully look at the holidays with a different point of view. We suddenly see the effort that people put into things as being worth it. And people, essentially speaking, are decorating their homes, their cars and everything else. And they do it really for other people because, the yard that we have and the trees that we have, it's for folks who come by and enjoy it. I mean, that's literally why we do it. And if you know the stories of why we have trees or mistletoe or lights, or ornaments and the different colors that mean things. And most people who put these up do not. But once you know the stories, the backstory, if you will, every one of those things means so much more to you. I mean, you start really getting into the Christmas spirit because the more you know, I guess the more you can enjoy. That may sound a little strange, but it really is true in this particular case. It's kind of like knowing the stories behind the songs of Christmas. Once you know what... Excuse me, a little early in the morning here.
Yeah, where were you?
Once you know where they came from and who wrote them and why they became lasting, iconic symbols of the holidays that come back each and every year, they're more important. There's something else involved, too. And I think Christmas is a time machine. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean it is the only time each and every year that all of us are reintroduced on an annual basis to things from our past. It could be the song. It can be a light on a certain kind of lights on a tree. In my case, blue lights for my grandmother. That's all she ever had on her trees. I see a blue light. I think of my grandmother. And suddenly, she's very much alive to me. And I can see her house and I can smell her food cooking in the kitchen. And I can hear her voice. And I can see the tree. And I can remember the incredible Christmases that she put together with us, really with very little money, and made us feel so special. I can remember her inviting people to the table who didn't have family in. That's one blue light that does all that. No other time of the year do we have something like that that brings the past alive and wipes away the years.
Exactly.
And And that is something that I think that's another reason these traditions and these songs mean so much to us, because they are able to take us back in time at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to restore a little bit of the childlike excitement of seeing this for the very first time. I said to somebody the other day, I said, the key to Christmas is looking at everything like you're a four-year-old and seeing it for the very first time. And boy, if you sit there and look at it, think, going, wow, look at that tree.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you've ever really noticed it where you can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It means so much more to you.
Well, I got to tell you, in reading your book, I mean, that dynamic took place. I mean, because you start looking at Christmas trees, and of course, a little bit of controversy here in the last couple of weeks, couldn't help but think of you, was it a school principal that said, wait a minute, we can't even have candy canes in the school anymore because of the J-shaped at the end of the candy cane. That represents Jesus. And, you know, I thought, well, she must have either heard our interview or read your book, because we did talk about the candy cane and the red stripe representing the blood, the white, the purity of Christ, the purity of God's love and all that. And, you know, I thought, oh, this is, you know, this is all interesting. But again, you know, to your point is that when you understand and appreciate, you know, the traditions of Christmas and the stories behind it, it adds such a dimension and appreciation for why we celebrate Christmas. The other thing, too, Ace, I got to tell you, I mean, I stopped to realize, I go, like no other holiday on our calendars do we celebrate Christmas, like for weeks. I mean, which really is a blessing of God, you know, because like no other holiday, I mean, everything else is like a one day, maybe it's a weekend thing, but here we get weeks.
Anyone who complains, if you're a Christian and you're complaining about the commercialization of Christmas, you're missing a valuable opportunity here. Christmas is 6 weeks long, basically, all over the world.
Right.
You know, there are a few countries that don't celebrate, but in Japan, China, everywhere else, it's Christmas. That gives you 6 weeks to talk about what Christmas really means, about
exactly
explaining the traditions, the stories behind songs, and everything else. It gives you 6 weeks of open opportunity to talk about it. And you don't get that at Easter. Easter is a weekend holiday, and it's also, Easter is very much a Christian holiday.
Right.
Christmas, because of the commercialization of Christmas, is a holiday for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that is a door, you know, anybody who's sitting there complaining about that commercialization is missing the opportunity that God has given us to actually use that to our benefit. I mean, after all, if it hadn't been to a certain degree for the commercialization of Christmas in the United States, it would have never been a big holiday. You know, the government might still be opening on Christmas Day like they did the first 60 years of
exactly
the United States, if it wasn't for the fact that it was turned into a commercial holiday with the focus on children. Before that, it was Mardi Gras on steroids in the United States. It was
right.
Drinking and revelry, and it wasn't a time for children, and it wasn't a time for women. It was a time for marauding gangs of men to roam the streets and get drunk.
Right.
And, you know, and the wonderful poem by Moore, A Visit from St. Nick, we noticed
yes.
the night before Christmas, changed all that in the United States. And suddenly,
I was going to say, right.
The only churches before that were opening doors were Catholic churches and Lutheran churches that had that Eastern European experience of Christmas as opposed to the Roman Empire experience of Christmas. And then all the other Protestant churches started their opening their doors on Christmas thanks to that poem
exactly.
about Santa Claus.
Exactly.
And that, once again, that's a gift that many people may not like, but it's a gift that we've been given and that we should want to use in a very big way. And one of the reasons, by the way, that we had Christmas going on for so long is during World War II, Franklin Roosevelt asked storekeepers to start decorating for Christmas early and selling Christmas presents early so that the men overseas could receive their presents before Christmas. And so, you know, and so we were doing it back then for what an incredible reason to make sure that those men eventually got to be 12 million in World War II that were fighting overseas to get a Christmas present and actually open it on Christmas Day if they were at Iwo Jima or in, you know, fighting the Battle of the Bulge. They, Christmas still came, and we made sure of that. So that opened the door for Christmas being as long as.
And so many stories abound about Christmas and the battlefront. We're going to be talking more with Ace Collins as a follow-up to stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. We are going to go to the stories behind the best love songs of Christmas. You're going to, if you've got your hands on the stories behind, you're going to want the songs of, let me tell you. More from Ace Collins on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinion.
Hey, our visit with Ace Collins continues. We're talking the stories behind the best love songs of Christmas. And, of course, this particular song that we just played, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that is quite the backstory as well, doesn't it, Ace?
Oh, it's introduced by Judy Garland in the film Meet Me in St. Louis. She almost wouldn't record it because the original songwriters had written in a line that was perfect for the movie because the people were moving and they didn't know if they'd ever see, could ever see the boy she loved again. And the line, you know, said basically, next year we may be living in the past. This may be our Christmas last.
Mm.
And she said that is not the right message to send out during World War II. And she made the songwriters rewrite it into the line that we just heard. And that is one of three dynamic songs that was released, that were released in World War II that have become iconic hits. And I think they were, they became iconic because of when they were released. The first one was White Christmas.
Right.
It was first sung on the radio Christmas Day, 1941. So just about 3 weeks after Pearl Harbor. And you can imagine the mood of America at that particular point. And Bing Crosby, who had been introduced to this song by the writer Irving Berlin, and Berlin did not like the song. He thought it was a pretty bad song. And actually offered to rewrite it for the movie Holiday Inn, and Crosby loved it the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Crosby sang it that night because he felt it was the right time to debut White Christmas. America needed to hear a song like that, and the phone lines lit up at the network. Mm-hmm. And ironically, the record was not released until the following year, so it became the number one hit in 1942 and is the best-selling single of all time, Christmas or not. The other song that was introduced in World War II that had such a dramatic impact was also introduced by Crosby in 1943. It's only 12 lines long, and it's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Mm.
And you can imagine what that had meant in World War II when you actually had places empty at the table. And by the way, there's a line in that song no one understands, and presents on the tree. Back then, most presents were small enough that you could actually tie them on the tree. You could wrap a little package tied on the tree as part of the Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's that had people, you know, crying all over the country and you know, on the battlefield,
literally
as well.
All over the world. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, Asa, when you start out the book, you refer and tell this backstory of angels from the realms of glory. Did this kind of start the whole, you know, Christmas music revolution? I mean, we had Christmas music all along, but I mean, where we really got into, you know, the participation, you know, people engaging with, you know, Christmas carols and that. Was that the start of it all?
Well, that's when it opened. That was the song that really opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
It came along at the right time in England. Prince Albert had just married, you know, the English Queen Victoria, mm-hmm. and he had brought those German traditions with him. And while they had had German, they had Christmas songs in church in Germany, the Church of England had not celebrated Christmas, and they started celebrating Christmas, and that was the first Christmas song really introduced by the Church of England. So there's no doubt in England that kicked off the English love of carols and Christmas music. It written, ironically enough, by an Irish Catholic, and so an Irish Catholic was the one who introduced Christmas music to the Protestants in England, and that, no bigger. He was a revolutionary.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've got him. You know, I mean, here's the odds between the Irish and the British, and he's one of the lightning rods on the Irish side, right? And who would have thought he's the one?
And he never led a revolution, but except in the way of church Christmas music. That's
amazing.
The revolution he led. Yeah. The oldest song that we sing to this day, that we sing in its entirety, is another one that we probably should have known. It's a Tummy Manuel. It was sung, probably written back in the 8th century.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been as late as the 10th century. And then kind of disappeared. And then a man named Wade found it when he was doing research. He was a priest. And he found it and translated it to Latin. And this is the last 250 years. We're singing it again.
Yes.
And it is a song that goes back probably 1,200 years. That is the oldest complete song that we sing. And if you listen to O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, you can imagine monks in some monastery somewhere.
Oh, could you hear?
Harmonizing on that song.
Oh, yeah. The walls echoing their voices like that. What a sound. how about Silent Night?
Silent Night is the accidental biggest hit of Christmas. Yes, White Christmas has sold more copies, but no song has been sung more, and no Christmas song is known by more people than Silent Night. Silent Night is the result of an organ breaking down in a church in Oppendorf, Austria, 200 years ago this Christmas Eve. And there's all kinds of legends of why it broke down. Really, it was just an organ that had been going bad and finally gave up the ghost. And it sent a 21-year-old priest into a panic because this was his first ever Christmas Mass he was in charge of. And he ran over to a friend of his who was a school teacher and said, "Franz, I've got a real problem." He said, "This is a service of music, and we don't have an organ." And he said, "Well, I'll play the guitar." He said, "Our songs won't work on guitar." And that was when the two of them got to talking about, well, maybe we could write something. And Moore remembered a song he had written 2 years before while visiting an uncle. It really wasn't a song. It was a poem at that time. Gruber set it to music. I think it's a miracle that Moore could actually find the poem he had written before at his uncle's house. I mean, that's a miracle in itself. So it literally saved Christmas. The reason we know Silent Night, though, is because somebody had to come fix the organ. And when the guy came to fix the organ 3 weeks later, he said, "You know, what did y'all do for Christmas?" And Moore picked up a guitar and sang him Silent Night, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, in the language of that period. And 30 years later, this priest is walking along a street in Cologne, Germany, and hears his song coming from a cathedral and wonders why, because it had been used once as a stopgap measure in his church. And found out that this guy who had fixed the organ had been the Johnny Appleseed of Silent Night and had taken it everywhere with him. And it was being sung all over the world, and the priest who wrote it had no clue at that particular point. And it is a miracle, therefore, that we know this song. And what is even better about this story is, what is the name of the church where Silent Night was first performed? St. Nicholas.
Yeah, go figure, huh? A lot of songs about angels, huh?
You know, angels we have heard on high. You know, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." "Gloria." You know, you start listing all the songs that are angels. Ironically, that's probably the best known one is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." It was not written with that line. It was written by Charles Wesley as "Hark the Velkin Ring." And Velkin meant heavenly host, and the Bible, it actually talks about their voices not singing. And Wesley was always hacked off that this song, that the publisher changed it and said, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." He wanted it to be kept as "Hark the Velkin Ring." And so, because that was much more a literal translation. And yet, when you look at these songs, and so many of these songs, by the way, were written by not people like Charles Wesley. They were written by people who were just commoners.
Yes.
Who had heard the Christmas stories, but who may not have been able to read. And so they had shepherds and wise men arriving at the same time and all this other stuff that was theologically incorrect. Yet, you can hear their enthusiasm and their love of Christmas when they write these songs, when we sing these songs today. Go back 600 years. An English commoner wrote the song "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen." I was confused by that as a kid. Why would God want happy people to sleep?
Right.
I mean, that's what it sounds like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Rest back then meant make or keep. God make you merry gentlemen. Well, also, Robin Hood and his merry men. Robin Hood and his merry men had another meaning. It was Robin Hood and his mighty men. So the man probably wrote that song with this meaning: God make you mighty gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ your Savior was born on Christmas Day. If you think of it that way, that becomes an incredibly powerful carol.
It does add some dimension, no doubt. So much more in the stories behind the best loved songs of Christmas. Ace Collins, and don't forget the accompanying book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas as well. Ace, as always, they'll be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. Get your hands. You will be blessed on them this Christmas season. Ace Collins, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined a year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers urging President Trump to change course and not to pull remaining U.S. ground troops out of Syria.
It's a terrible thing for our nation. It's a terrible thing for the allies that we've been working with.
That's Republican Senator Bob Corker.
Honestly, this makes what Obama did in Iraq. It's replicating that, but in many ways, it's even worse.
President Trump tweets this morning his decision to pull troops from Syria should not be a surprise, as he says he's been campaigning on the issue for years. The U.S. Senate's approved a funding bill that would help avoid a partial government shutdown come tomorrow night. That bill is now being sent to the U.S. House for action. The Labor Department says first-time jobless benefit requests rose slightly last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Are you ready to tech the halls? Okay, do you get the idea? We're teching the halls. We're going to find out what's topping everyone's holiday wish list, and we've got the tech expert here with us to talk about the must-have holiday items and share some gift ideas for gadget lovers. Are you ready? Well, let's face it, technology is ever-changing, and sometimes it's hard to even keep up with the latest trends, whether you're looking for the hot ticket tech gift or you just need a nudge in the right direction. Well, Andrea Smith is going to be joining us here in a few seconds, and she'll reveal the must-have items that are topping everyone's wish list this holiday season. Plus, she's also going to talk about the latest and greatest gadgets and share her top recommendations for everyone on your list, no matter your level of, know-how, and when it comes to tech. Her gift guide will give old Saint Nick, I'm telling you, a run for his money. He's looking over his shoulder. He can hear Andrea's footsteps right behind him. Andrea Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk about the must-have that, must-have gifts that techies are asking for this holiday season.
Absolutely. Techies are looking for the latest TVs, laptops, speakers and video game consoles. It's a great time to buy these. They're top of the list. I always want people to know, though, make sure you're getting a good deal. Shop around, compare prices from store to store, not just regular retail, online as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like the old saying, you can let your fingers do the walking a little bit here, too. It's not necessarily the yellow pages, but we can be grateful for the Internet, right?
Absolutely. I think it really makes it so easy for consumers.
Well, without a doubt. And then also, the other thing that we don't talk a lot about, Andrea, is that, hey, talk to your other friends. Guess what? Other people are buying gifts, and they're buying techie things, and they're finding out great deals, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Talk to your friends, see where they're getting stuff, see where to look up reviews. I mean, it's a great way to share information and make sure you're getting a good deal.
Okay, so we have a gamer in our life. My number two son is the gamer of gamers, let me tell you. And it's really tough sometimes to come up with the right gift for him. So what's your suggestion?
Well, obviously, video games are always a good gift, but did you know that video game consoles are among the top five devices shoppers plan to buy this season?
Wow.
Great time to upgrade, and I always recommend going with a bundle pack, like PlayStation's just released Call of Duty Black Ops 4 bundle. This is a great deal because you not only get a 1 terabyte jet black PS4 gaming console, you get a matching DualShock 4 wireless controller, and, of course, the Blu-ray disc of the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 game, all for $299. And if you got younger kids at home and want some family-friendly titles, of course, Tetris Effect and the fan-fave MLB The Show 18, always a good pick.
$299? That's incredible. That's
isn't
a great
amazing?
Bundle deal. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I've not heard of a price like that before.
It is a great holiday offering.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can thank them for that. So what kind of gift will please anyone on our list?
Well, you know, everyone these days is streaming movies, videos, music. I think great sounding speakers is a perfect gift idea. Roku has new wireless speakers that work with any Roku TV, so they are super easy to set up and use. You plug them in, you press the pair button, and sit back and enjoy wire-free listening. So here's my favorite feature. They have automatic volume leveling. So they lower the volume on those loud commercials that come booming in, and then they boost it on quieter ones. And there's a feature called speech clarity that helps you understand all the dialogue, because I can never understand anything on TV.
I know. I often catch myself. I love the replay button because I can sometimes understand what it is they're trying to tell me, especially when my wife's watching some of these foreign movies or some of these British-based movies. It's rewind all the time.
I can't understand a word of it.
Exactly. We're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning technology reporter, producer, consultant, and speaker. She's actually one of the first women journalists covering technology. How did you get into this, Andrea?
Oh, many, 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 many years ago, like before Amazon.com even existed, I was just fascinated with it and worked in the newsroom as a news producer and convinced my higher-ups that we needed to start talking about technology.
Mm-hmm. And so this was an easy thing for you. I mean, you gravitated. You were instantly interested in tech, right?
Yes. Oh, I love technology. And then I became the tech person. So everybody came to me with questions, and if there was a tech story, I got it. So I love technology because it's always changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, this is why I love having you on, because we have looked for somebody, you know, with this kind of knowledge, and they're not readily available. I mean, this is a specialized interest, and especially this time of year, to have somebody who is so techie-oriented, and on top of this, I mean, this is a real bonus for our listeners, so we appreciate your time.
I'm glad to share the knowledge.
Okay, so let's talk about the perfect gift for the true techie.
Yeah, so, you see, I'm such a geek that I know what the perfect gift for a true techie is. And here's what it is. Anybody you know that has a need for speed and storage space on the go, the My Passport SSD is just the right gift. It's a small, portable storage device. It has hardware encryption, so it keeps the content safe and secure. It works with Mac and PC. It's USB Type-C ready, so that's the latest technology for USB. And get this, Bill, it holds up to 2 terabytes of data.
Wow.
super fast transfer speeds. So this is a great gift for gamers or graphic designers or anyone who needs to have a ton of data, like a photographer even, mm-hmm. anyone who takes tons of photos and videos.
Well, I was going to say that this will hold a lot of pictures, you know, for those of us that are trying to clear some of the, you know, pictures off our iPhones and that.
Well, and also it's always a good idea to have a full backup of all your pictures, even the ones on your computer.
Exactly.
So it's a great idea to back all these up and give yourself, you know, peace of mind knowing that you have them stored somewhere else.
Well, what a great time of year to tech the halls, as they say. And we've got the techiest tech with us, Andrea Smith, and we're taking advantage of all her insight. Anything else that we should be aware of, Andrea?
You know, I always just say check your prices, look for the latest technology that you can afford, and, you know, don't be afraid of technology.
Yeah, just dive into it and have a great time. So where can everybody go for more information?
You should head over to the website of all the brands I talked about and check out all of their holiday offerings.
Well, Andrea Smith, award-winning technology reporter, producer, consultant, and speaker, and she's been right here on Bill Martinez Live. Andrea, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to join you. Happy holidays.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As we approach 2019, it's a good time to take stock of your financial rewards so you can maximize your earnings in the new year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte describes the tools and programs he's using that can also help you plan ahead.
Check to be sure you're enrolled in rewards programs based on the categories of spending you anticipate in 2019. Those programs for me are airline, dining, hotel, and banking rewards. For example, I plan to enroll in Bank of America Preferred Rewards, which will give me credit cards rewards bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and even a discount on the mortgage fee for the home I'm planning to buy next year. For tracking my financial rewards across multiple programs, one of the newest digital tools available for Bank of America clients is My Rewards, a central dashboard that helps me maximize my earnings, redeem rewards, and access new rewards.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. The holiday season often means many extra purchases. Gifts, entertainment, and decorations can quickly add up to a costly season of spending. For families already struggling financially, Amazon offers a way to save. Financial expert Eva Macias suggests this savings tip.
To save money and time this holiday season, take advantage of the low prices, convenient shipping options, and free entertainment provided by Amazon Prime membership. Prime is accessible to everyone. In fact, EBT cardholders or Medicaid recipients can get all of the benefits of Prime for a discounted price of $5.99 per month. The majority of U.S. Prime members have access to free one-day delivery or faster, while all receive the best in entertainment with Prime Video, Prime Music, and Prime Reading, all of which will help you entertain guests and kids throughout the season.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Okay, here it is. Lights, camera, action. It is time for the movie guy.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's find out what's going on. Let's get the straight Scooby direct from Hollywood, California. Steve-O, what's going on? I mean, I'm understanding that, speaking, you know, here, Hollywood has been the movie capital of the world. But, you know, some of the guys are saying, look, it's time to move out. We've got U-Haul trailers, not only of Californians, but now movie moguls that want to move east and out of California. What's going on?
Maybe the moguls might be thinking about leaving, but they've been talking about leaving for years. You know, Hollywood will always be Hollywood, and especially at this time of the year, we have some incredible titles. This is one of the biggest movie-going times of the year, and we have some great titles to talk about. However,
yeah, you can't leave yet because we still have, you know, holiday parties and all that other stuff to take care of.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I
think Barbara Streisand, she's been undergoing the longest move since President Bush, has she not?
There is business to attend to before one leaves town. All right,
exactly.
Let's talk about quickly what happened last weekend. We have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That was number one, 35.4. The Mule, good old 88-year-old Clint Eastwood pulling it off. Number two, 17.5 million, followed by Dr. Zeus the Grinch, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Mortal Engines rounding out the top five.
Well, had a little, little bit of a shift in the top five here, thank God, because for a while we were a little stagnant there for just a moment.
It was kind of the same all over again every weekend. However, things are going to change this weekend because, like I say, we have some great titles, all kinds of exciting stuff coming up. Where do you want to? Let's start with Mary Poppins. It won't be number one.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
It's not going to be number one?
Well, no, that's going to be Aquaman. We'll talk about that in a moment. But everybody is talking about Mary Poppins Returns. Now, this is not a remake. This is a sequel. So you're going to have new music. You're not going to be hearing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, yeah, bummer.
All these years
it took me to learn that song. Now I've got to start all over. I got new stuff now. Okay.
You have some new music to memorize now. But there are nods to the original songs. However, this is new material, new music, and this is a tall order because you had, back in 1964, this was the biggest movie of the year. It was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, and now you're going to make a sequel to that. So, you know, you're putting a lot on the line, but
exactly.
The good news is they pull it off. 79% of the critics are recommending. Hours ago, NPR said that this is a nearly perfect film. Let's talk about it, all right? The film is set in 1930s Depression-era London. Now, this is the time of the original novels when P.L. Travers was writing this, and it's drawn on the wealth of material from her additional seven books. Now, in this story, Michael and Jane, you know, the original kids, they're all grown up now. Michael has three kids of his own and their housekeeper, Ellen. They all live on Cherry Tree Lane, but then Michael suffers a personal loss. and the enigmatic nanny Mary Poppins re-enters the lives of the Banks children, and along with the optimistic street lamplighter Jack, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, she uses her unique magical skills to help the family rediscover the joy and wonder missing in their lives, and Mary Poppins also introduces the children to a new assortment of colorful and whimsical characters, including her eccentric cousin Topsy, played by, wait for it, Meryl Streep in this movie as well. Dick Van Dyke returns. He also actually dances in this film, and you also have an appearance by Angela Lansbury. So it's going to be fun. I am definitely going to see it. 79% recommending Mary Poppins returns this weekend.
But no pressure, right? No pressure.
Oh, well, I think they pull it off, I guess. So number one will be, as the aforementioned Aquaman. Yeah, this is from the DC comic universe, and 67% are recommending. And if you, this thing is visually pretty exciting to look at. Check out the trailer.
Hey, just the poster itself. What did they do? Did they use you as a as a model or something?
Well, there are some similarities. We both have two arms, two legs. He has a whole lot more hair than I've ever had, that's for sure.
Right.
This is from Warner Brothers, and it's an action-packed adventure that spans the vast, visually breathtaking underwater world of the Seven Seas. Aquaman, played by Jason Momoa. The film reveals the original story of the half-human, half-Atlantean Arthur Curry and takes him on this journey, the journey of his lifetime, one that will not only force him to face who he really is, but to discover if he is worthy of who he was born to be, and that is a king. Mm-hmm. Number one, they say it should make about $85 million over the weekend and quite a lot more over the entire holiday period. Next thing, getting good reviews, 67%.
Wonderful.
From the Transformer universe. We deal in universes these days. I wasn't really big into the Transformer movies, but if you happen to have seen the Transformer movies, you're familiar with this character called Bumblebee. This is a movie, kind of a sidelight movie. You know, this is a movie about this particular character. On the run in the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in this small Californian town. And Charlie, played by Haley Steinfeld, getting great reviews, by the way, on the cusp of turning 18 and trying to find her place in the world, discovers Bumblebee, a Transformer, a battle-scarred, broken VW in this garage, and that is the story. One critic saying this, it's kind of funny. She said, Bumblebee works because it dares to tap into a new dimension in the Transformer franchise, legitimate emotional reactions. We humans like to refer to them as feelings. So 93% recommending Bumblebee. Now, what would the holiday season be without a good rom-com, huh?
Oh, yeah, we have to have that.
Have to have that. Well, we have Second Act. This is not getting terrific reviews, but they say the script isn't quite what it could be. But it stars Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block. I like her work. And this is a comedy kind of in the vein of Working Girl and Made in Manhattan. And you had Jennifer starring as Maya, a 40-year-old woman kind of struggling with the frustrations from unfulfilled dreams. Until that is, she gets a chance to prove to Madison Avenue that street smarts are as valuable as book smarts, and that it's never too late for a second act. You have Vanessa Hudgens in this, as well as Jennifer Lopez, 44% recommending the rom-com.
They've been promoting this like crazy. I mean, this has been going on. I mean, they...
Right.
You know, so sometimes you wonder. You know, you wonder sometimes if they overhype it. Are they trying to sell us too hard, or, you know, what's going on?
Well, you know, the rap is that the script isn't quite, you know, what it could be, but, you know, it's a rom-com, and we kind of know how these things go. So we're not expecting Citizen Kane when you walk through the door.
Oh, no, no.
Here's an interesting film from Robert Zemeckis. Now, he's the director that gave us Forrest Gump, and this is called...
Oh, I've been looking for this one. I've been looking forward to this one.
A unique story. I mean, DeForest Gump, of course, we know that story. It seems like Robert is kind of returning to that familiar territory. It's a difficult role to pull off, but it stars Steve Carell, and they say that he does great work in this. But here's what's going on. You have a devastating attack which shatters Mark Hogenkamp's life. Hogenkamp, played by Steve Carell. This attack wipes away all of his memories, and he is expected to just be a vegetable, not really recover. However, he begins to put together pieces from his old and new life, meticulously creating a wondrous little town where he can heal and be heroic. He built this art installation, and it is a little town where he is able to photograph and rebuild his life, essentially. This is all kind of a testament to the most powerful women that he knows, and through this fantasy world, he draws strength to triumph in the real one. So check it out. Check out The Trailer. It is, like I say, getting mixed reviews, about 24% recommending. Some people thought maybe it's a little bit too ambitious and didn't quite pull it off, but the eye is in the...
Well, I got to tell you, the trailer grabs you. It's compelling. Yeah. I think they've done a great job. We'll see what the movie looks like. Hopefully it doesn't disappoint. I think, you know, I like those things. I like the ones that go out there a little bit. I mean, this isn't necessarily roses, rainbows, and unicorns. I mean, this is life and what happens. And of course, I couldn't help but think, because, you know, they talk about him being beat up. And you remember the kid that was beat up there during the riots in Los Angeles where they threw a brick, you know, in this kid. And I watched this and I go right to that. Not that that young man's story is anything like this, but I'm, you know, God only knows what you go through when you've endured something like that.
I mean, it's quite a journey, I would imagine. So welcome to Marwin. Before we run out of time, I have to talk about this documentary, which is just amazing. It's called They Shall Not Grow Old, and it's directed by Peter Jackson, who is the director of huge films, you know, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. But he's taken time to direct this documentary about World War One. Now, when you see the old World War One footage, it's always black and white, and it's grainy, and there's no sound. Well, what he has done is he's taken 600 hours of footage from World War One, and he's restored the black and white, first of all, and then he has colorized it, and then he has taken his studio technicians and sound technicians to add in sound. He hired lip readers so they could figure out what the soldiers are saying and then brought in actors to recreate this whole thing. And it is amazing. You should, if you don't want to see the movie,
what a project, huh? Could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
It's called They Shall Not Grow Old. Just check out the trailer. And following the trailer, there's a terrific interview by Peter Jackson and he talks about how they pulled all this together. And it really gives you a chance to, this footage is 100 years old. Yeah. And it gives you a chance to really travel back in time and see what that must have been like.
Kind of amazing, too, Steve. It's rated R. Because we're talking about war here, huh?
Because of the violence. I would imagine.
Maybe a little bit of language or something.
Could be, yeah. It was just a horrendous time. But it's out there as well. It's going to be an exciting time. Another movie called Cold War, which you should check out as well, which is a black and white independent film, which was huge at Cannes. We have a lot to see. Buy your tickets. Let's do this.
Yeah, really. I mean, hey, it's the season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody, and peace on earth, goodwill to all. Why not? And we'll see you at the Cineplex. Plenty of popcorn there available. Light on the butter. You know the way I like it, Steve-O. So
absolutely.
We'll catch you out there. Steve Evans, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great one, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great holiday.
You got it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.